Hello and welcome to Demand, the podcast with two bored boys. I'm Justin and this is Armando. Say hi, Armando.
Hi.
Okay, way to put some positive energy in there.
You're too bored.
So this is our first episode of our first season. Hopefully this goes somewhere. The first thing I would like to cover is the coronavirus. Nobody likes it.
It's horrible.
I'm 100% sure that nobody likes it.
And I'm 100% sure that it's very, very, very indeed horrible.
Indeed. Anyways, the COVID-19 has made us do online school. And I'm pretty sure that nobody likes online school.
That is true.
And on online school, it's Google Classroom, by the way, not sponsored. And, I mean,
imagine if we got sponsored.
That would be cool. But Google Classroom, I mean, seriously, you click on this thing, then you go on a link, usually Google Docs or Slides or something. And again, none of these are sponsored because they're just not. And you do this boring stuff. I would way rather be at school, even though it's longer. You can interact and talk with
your... it's more exhausting. Like, you don't get to relax whenever you want, but at least you can, like, see your friends, you know?
Yeah, like, and I don't really want to call it recess, but I guess I could say our break because we don't really play on the playground. We play Foursquare, and I miss Foursquare. What?
Foursquare is the best.
Oh, I thought you said Foursquare was bad.
No, Foursquare is the best. What are you talking about?
Alright. I have a story about Foursquare, okay? How I sprained my ankle from Foursquare.
Oh, yeah. That was...
yeah. This was about 2-3 months ago before all this was going on.
Yeah, a while before this was going on.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say the name of the person that did this. We're gonna call her, we'll call her Brianna. Now, Brianna, so we're playing Foursquare, you know, I'm one square away from the king.
Very ugly. That's one thing you need to know. Very ugly.
That's far from the point. I was right next to the king square where the guy serves it. And we made something up called Foursquare Teams. Foursquare Teams is basically where there's two teams of Foursquare. Two out of the four squares is a team. And on the other one, and on the other two squares is the other team. And you hit back and forth and you can go to your team members. And we allow 3 slams per game. If you don't know, slams is where you hit the ball really hard. So somebody slammed it to me. Not Maya.
And got hurt.
And, well, kind of. I need to be more detailed.
Yeah,
so,
true.
It's a slam and they hit it right in the corner of the square. So here I am running, trying to hit it back into my teammate's square. And just keep it safe. But, of course, Brianna, I almost said the real name. Brianna had to just stand there and make me trip. And, it pulled.
Yeah, Brianna was a bubble.
And, it pulled so bad. And then I pulled in. You know, I'm not the person to cry. I didn't cry. But I was on the floor, and I was wailing in pain. I was like, oh. And then the teachers noticed, and they came over. And then I went to the infirmary. I don't care if people call it the nurse, I call it the infirmary. And the nurse just told me to put ice on it and come back after lunch because recess is before our lunch.
Justin.
Yeah?
I swear some girl named Brianna is going to be watching this and then get offended.
There's nothing wrong with the name Brianna. There's nothing wrong with the name of the person that did it to me. Just we don't want to say her real name in case she's listening. She knows who she is. Yeah. It's not 100% her fault. But anyways, so it's after lunch, and my friend Ryan, He's walking right into the infirmary. And he's the type of person to go, sure. And, like, I think now Ryan knows what he's talking about. And he'll go, like, yeah, totally. Like, he speaks sarcasm. And, yeah. And I wanted to... And on the way, he was walking me to the infirmary, and he's like, does it hurt? And I, and you know, me being me, I just say, sure. And then, so then my mom comes, and the nurse was now at her lunchtime, but thankfully, in the lobby, which is right next to the infirmary, some girl waiting to pick up her kid actually was trained in medical school, so...
What a coincidence.
Yeah. So she told me that I should probably leave school early and that medical, and that I should go to the doctor. And so then I got, not really a boot, I don't know what it's called.
What'd you just say?
I said, like, you know, it's not a boot for my foot.
Oh.
It's black. It's like a small version of a boot.
It's like a little cast for your ankle.
Yeah.
It's
the shape of a boot, just not as big. I'm blanking out on what it's called. But I had to wear those. And, oh, it was so uncomfortable. It was so itchy. I wore high socks. And I thought, and then it pushed them in. So then I tried without high socks, but it was Velcro. And Velcro against your skin, ew. Thankfully, I don't wear that anymore. And it's been like that for a month or two. So, that's that story. We just completely changed the topic. Another thing I want to talk about is walkie-talkies. So my birthday was very recent.
And Justin got lots and lots and lots of money.
It was very, very recent. I'm talking within 2 weeks recent. And with my money, I spent $50 on four walkie-talkies. Okay. And
yeah, very high quality.
Very long range. He lives in the neighborhood next to me, and when I'm outside and when he's outside, it's pretty clear. And then the person three houses down, once again, not going to say their name. I don't know.
We'll call them Donkey.
We'll call them Dink because they like memes and Dink memes. We'll call them Dink because that's their code name too. Dink lives very close to me. So we talk easy. He actually wakes me up because we made a rule. We cannot sleep with the walkie-talkies off. Okay, we could have them charging when we sleep, but in case there's an emergency, like our phone's dead or we're not answering because we're too lazy, we need the walkie-talkies on.
Yeah, so they can communicate clear.
And now they're not really too useful in this situation since we have phones and all, but we always bike to each other's house, and obviously we can't do that now with all that's going on in the world. But we always bike to each other's house, and I feel... Because once, actually, Armando got lost, and I don't really want to talk about that. It wasn't the best day, but with these walkie-talkies, he should have got lost because his phone was dead, and walkie-talkies take an hour or two to charge, and then they're good for the whole day, and
no,
they don't drain battery.
They're like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, just not to charge, to use, and it's perfect. Especially there's this mic that came with it, and it's like very professional. You put it on your ear, and then you clip something on your shirt, and then you plug that into the walkie-talkie, which has a belt clip on your pocket, and then you hold this button right by your collar, and you talk, and it's way easier, and just good for biking too, because I could bike no hands, and he could bike one hand, so...
No, I can bike no hands. What the hell are you talking about?
Whoa! Okay. Anyways. And so that's pretty much it for walkie-talkies. Social media.
Oh, there's been a lot going on.
Oh, boy. Okay. Actually, so we're in this group with my friends. Me and Armando's in it and like 10 other friends of ours. On the app called TikTok. It might not be a thing when you're watching this in the future, or it's probably a thing when you're watching this around now. Oh man, TikTok, I'm addicted, okay? I'm not gonna lie, I'm addicted. But it's just so fun.
24/7.
And there's so many trends, and there's a lot of drama going on, not just for our friend group, but just in all of TikTok and the famous TikTokers.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And it's very entertaining. more entertaining than this, and that's a something.
And pretty cool.
That's TikTok, and like 2-3 days ago I got Snapchat, and Armando taught me how to use it, and I like it. It's fun. Yeah.
There's like a whole TV show on Snapchat. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's this avatar that you can make on an app called Bitmoji. Once again, not sponsored, even though we wish. But on Bitmoji, it's basically where you make a cartoon avatar of yourself. And then there's this really cool feature where you and your animated avatar for your friend is like in an animated show that'll reach about 3, 4, or 5 minutes. And there's like one that was about spies, and like your characters don't talk, other characters talk, but your characters don't talk because obviously they don't know how you sound.
They don't know where your voice is. It's just your character.
It's like you're not talking, but like other people are talking. But like the way that there was an episode where we were spies and our avatars, and we were texting each other to talk, and I feel that's very smart. And that's Snapchat. Then a couple of weeks ago, I got Instagram. I'm very new to most social medias. And I like that a lot. Because one of my favorite people on Instagram, her name is Millie Bobby Brown. She stars in the Netflix series Stranger Things, my favorite show. But she actually sponsored Converse. Once again, we're not sponsored. She's sponsored by Converse. And that's basically a shoe brand. And I ordered mine yesterday, and surprisingly, they arrived today. And Converse were around 50, 60 years, I would like to say. Definitely around in the 80s, which is my favorite decade.
Yeah, he loves the 80s. He wish he could go back.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, like, no phones, no social media and all, and I could live without it. I go to sleepaway camp all summer. But 80s is just different. Malls were opening, I mean, there was actually good music, not going rah, ba, ba, ba.
You know, they're trying to make bird noises, like actual.
Yeah, they were actually good music, you know, the raw, because we're in a band, actually. Yeah. Subscribe to Demand and Tan's Rock Band on YouTube. And one of our music videos is now put on hold because of all this going on. Yeah. But yeah, and that's actually what our podcast is named after.
We were in the middle of it, and then it just cut off because of coronavirus.
Yeah, we might honestly have to restart filming the whole thing because we might look different. Like, our haircuts might be different. Speaking of hair, my hair is real long. And speaking of shoes, which are a totally changed topic, they're red high-top Converse, which is basically like just pretty plain leather shoes that are high tops, red with white laces and white on the rim. Yes, rim, okay, whatever. And they're very comfy. I recommend them. And they're like 80 something dollars, but it's fine because I didn't buy them because I got someone to buy them for me. But yeah, that's Converse. And, yeah. Then I think that's going to wrap it up for this podcast. Armando, you want to say anything? Armando? Well, it seems like he went somewhere. But that was not planned. Because we have little notes of things that we want to cover. This was a short 15-minute first podcast. And yeah, stay home, stay safe, and we'll see you another time. Bye.